Before we started recording, I mentioned what you had written to me, how when you went to work, you went to work managing at the warehouse, and people placed bets as to how long you would last. And you knew about this, but you don't acknowledge it to them. You don't tell them you're working your tail off. You just do your work. And I feel like there's so much to that. That's amazing that you didn't go out of your way to say something to these men, you didn't show off to them. You just did your job and you did it so successfully that they eventually let it go. You were number one in your company. So I want to know more about your upbringing. Where does this strength come from in you?
I have no idea. I grew up, my mother was a single mother. She worked her tail off for nothing to be missing. I guess that was part of it. It was just in me. I remember, as I mentioned, I'm dyslexic, so I need to pass anthropology. Don't ask me why anybody will think about anthropology as a class to be an engineer. So I have to read everything like 800 times. Besides getting bored and then the dyslexia, it was horrible. So I remember my mother, I tried every single different approach to study. All my friends, some of them didn't sleep all night. And other ones went to sleep early and get up in the middle of the night. And other ones, everybody had their own style. So I tried to figure it out, which one was mine. Of course, without knowing dyslexia, that was not a thing those days. I remember one night, I went to sleep early. I got up at 3 in the morning and I'm studying. And my mother comes out, there's everything okay, because of course the lamp was on. And I'm just trying to pass anthropology for the love of God. And she was kind of, you know what? If you can't, it's okay. It is a lot of things that you can do. So I was kind of, allow me to put my gloves on. This is not going to break me. So I went on and on. And at some point, I never noticed it. I never pay attention to it until that conversation that they're just kind of how much time you give this woman. We broke the other one within 3 months. How long is this one going to last? So needless to say, my gloves came out and I was kind of, poor you. So he finally gave me the report. He did not give me the updated report. So I was kind of, you know what? I don't care. Can manage. So I went to another channel and I got the information. So, I have no idea from where all this courage came. It was just, like you said, it was a natural thing. It just came. Mm-hmm. It just came out.